Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I am your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I do appreciate you listening. MJ Friends Blog is basically a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. Now, if you've joined me before, welcome back. I do appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, reposting. You can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Gorgeous Detail. So let's get into today's episode. Today is April 23rd. I am currently working. Right now I am located in Rapid City, South Dakota. Yeah, there's nothing here. They have Mount Rushmore. I've been to it a gazillion times. Across the parking lot, there's this burger place called Sickies. It's pretty good. They have draft beers and burgers. I don't drink beer, but for those of you that do, yeah, Rapid City is just pretty much a bunch of farmland. Lots of land. Yeah, I'm a city girl. Not like a city girl, the music group, but a city girl like St. Louis. I don't live in the farm areas. I don't need all this extra land with no buildings or anything on top of it. Anywhom, today's episode is titled, Not Everybody Has to Like You. And I feel this 110% because me personally, I don't care if people like me or not. I could care less if you don't pay my bills, if you don't feed me, if you're not taking care of me and Eli. I could care less of what you think about me or anything of that nature because it's irrelevant, you know? So what brought today's topic was I was recently training someone. So for work, if you don't know, I am a flight attendant and I do train people to become flight attendants. So I was training somebody and they made me extremely uncomfortable. Uncomfortable in a way where they're one of those kind of people that try to fit in. You could tell they don't like something, but they're pretending to like it because they want to fit in. And I think that's ridiculous, especially as an adult. I see as a kid, I've seen kids go through that phase, but they typically grow out of it. And this guy was about 28 years old. So I felt like he should have overcome that stage already. But who am I to judge? I just wasn't a fan of I'm not a fan of those type of people, I should say. Because you can tell if somebody doesn't like something and you just have to come to a realization that everybody's different. I've come to a realization that everybody's different. Everybody is not going to like the same things. So why pretend to like something that you don't? All of us like the color blue and your favorite color is green. That doesn't make you the odd one out. You just like something different. So why pretend, oh, I love blue too. It's my favorite color, blah, 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 blah. No, you don't have to do that. Now you're just being real extra. You know, I just don't like those. I don't like that. So anyway, I was told to take this personality test. So this is also intertwined with no, not everybody has to like you. So I took the Myers-Briggs personality test and the results for me came up as ENFPA, which means I am a campaigner. Basically, as a campaigner, I'm more extroverted when interacting with others, which I agree. My mental energy is more intuitive, which I agree. I make decisions based on my feelings, which I agree because I am a Cancer and we tend to be emotional. But yes, I do make decisions based on how I feel. Prospecting approach when it comes to work and planning tactics. I have a prospecting approach to that. And I am assertive with my abilities and my decisions, which I agree as well. A few months ago, I did talk with some friends and family members about introverts versus extroverts. I feel like I am more extroverted, but sometimes I can be in the middle. Like, I love being around people, but I'm also content with being by myself. I don't have to be around people to be excited or to be happy. Like, sheer excitement isn't appeasing to me, you know? I feel like I enjoy the moment as the moment is there. I don't have to have, you know, fireworks and parties and, you know, loud noise and loud music all the time. I'm okay with a balance of sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, I like peace and quiet, but sometimes I like to step out and, you know, have fun, let my hair down. So I would say I am more extroverted, but I'm okay with having a peace of mind and being introverted sometimes. I don't mind being by myself. And in previous episodes, I have talked about taking solo trips out the country, going out to eat by myself, going to the movies by myself. I don't mind that kind of stuff. I love myself. I enjoy spending time with myself. So I don't always have to be with other people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. My mental energy, more intuitive, I feel like it's true because when I come into a room, I feel the energy. You know what I mean? I can tell, you know how you walk into a room and you feel like everybody's talking about you and it gets real quiet? I feel like I'm one of those kind of people. Well, I feel like that's pretty standard, but yeah. You feel the energy. Like, you could feel, like, you could, just by having a conversation with somebody, I can tell if their intentions are good or bad by maybe their body movements or the tone of their voice or, you know, just the way they're responding to you or interacting with you. I feel like I'm pretty intuitive. My decisions based on my feelings, honestly, I can't help it. I've tried so hard to overcome this, but I don't think anything's wrong with it. I'm just a very passionate person, I would say. If I care about you, I care about you. And it's going to be hard for me to let you go. Family members, friends, relationships, all that. It's going to be hard for me to let you go, especially if I've already invested my time and my energy into this. I'm not doing it just for the fun of it. I don't like to waste my time or other people's time. So my intentions are usually good. And if I care, I feel like you should be appreciative of it. So a lot of my decisions are based off of my feelings. Like, okay, he want to act funny today. She want to act funny today. I'm going to act funny too. That's how, I don't know. That's just how I think. That's just how I am. So the personality that I do have, like I said, is a campaigner. I'm not sure exactly where the Myers-Briggs got that official name from as far as being a campaigner, but that was just the breakdown of my personality. So if you guys want to know your personality, you can always go, you know, Google Myers-Briggs personality test and it should pop right up. But with all of these things combined and my personality being what it is, I've just come to a conclusion, not everybody needs to like you. I know I can be a bit much sometimes, which is why I guess I am content with people not liking me or people loving me. And when I came back to work from maternity leave, I had a moment where I realized, like, okay, this is the reason why I love my job. And then I also had a moment where I was like, this is the reason why I don't like my job. I forgot they just hire anybody. No, but seriously, sometimes even, and this isn't even the first job I've had where I felt like, I'm pretty sure all of us had to go through a background check. I'm pretty sure all of us had to go through an interview process. How did you pass these phases? Because some people don't have the personality. Some people don't know how to talk to people. Some people don't have customer service skills. Some people are just not all the way mentally there where they can perform their job duties with quality. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to be the judge of it, but when they send me these students to train, I'm just like, how, Sway? How? I don't know. I don't mean to be rude, but that's just my thoughts. That's just my thoughts. So I've also had people ask me before, like, how do you just have this personality where you're just carefree, free-spirited, you don't care, you just go with the flow, all of that? I honestly don't know. I feel like I am like that with strangers, but I feel like if you really, really know me, you know, like, I legit be in my feelings. Like, I care so much about, I'm just passionate. I care so much about the people in my energy, my surrounding energy. I care so much about my loved ones. Like, I care about my friends, I care about my family, and I want the best for them. And if you know me, you know, like, how passionate I can get. I get passionate about security, balance, finances, love. Like, if I've invested my energy and time into this, just know that I'm going to be real passionate. Now, when it comes to my coworkers, I'm just like, la, 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 whatever. Because at the end of the day, they don't pay me. We're at the same status. I'm going home. I don't have to deal with you all day. And I'm not asking to deal with you all day. No offense to some of you, because I do have some coworkers that absolutely love me, and I just want to keep an arm's distance away. I'm not mean to them. I'm not rude to them. It's just sometimes they can be a bit much for me, or they said something out the way, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I know what bubble to put you in. I really don't try to be mean to my coworkers. I would say at least 98% of my coworkers like me. I haven't had a problem with anybody. And if I have had a problem with people, I see, and that's another thing. I feel like I'm a confrontational person, but a lot of people don't think I'm confrontational. I guess I'm the type of person that if something bothers me, I'm going to say something, because I feel like if I'm bothering somebody or if I'm doing something that's bothering somebody, I would want somebody to say something to me. Don't just let it continue to happen, you know? I feel like that could be a blessing and a curse, because if somebody's doing something I don't like, or it's bothering me, or it's affecting me in some way, I'm going to say something. I'm going to be nice about it. But it's how you react it to what I said is what's going to set the tone and what's going to either keep the conversation going or make me walk away. And somebody's told me before, like, you don't have to tell everybody every single time something's bothering you. But I feel like I do, because otherwise it's going to continue to happen. Otherwise you're going to continue to do it not knowing that it's bothering me, or not knowing that it's affecting me in some way. Now, if it's just something, you know, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever, just something that they did and I don't have to see them or deal with them anymore, I'm not going to say nothing. You know, I'm just going to sweep it under the rug. But if it's somebody I have to interact with daily or a lot or often, yes, 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 I am going to say something. I don't know. I don't like people walking all over me, because I feel like in my past, I felt like my kindness was taken for granted, and over time I've overcome that, and I just feel like to prevent that from happening again, say something. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. So if that makes you not like me, so be it. Everybody has their, you know, little things that they don't like about people, or if there's a lot of things actually that I don't like about people. For instance, something that really grinds my gears is when people chew with their mouth open. It's disgusting. It's classless. It's rude. I don't want to see that. Like, things like that. Those are the things that really, I could easily just get up from the table and sit somewhere else. I don't mind it. But I don't know. Some people are just disgusting and they probably can't help it. What else? So this week, I'm super excited. I got my reading done by one of my really close friends, and abundance is coming near me, and I do appreciate that. I need all the abundance, all the love, all the prosperity, anything good. I'm accepting, arms open wide, ready for my cup to be filled, overflowing, all that good stuff, all the positivity. I don't know if it's for this week, but I got the reading done this week and I'm kind of getting obsessed with it. I probably should take a break for a while, but I like hearing the positive things that are coming towards me, and it just puts a big smile on my face, because, like, during maternity leave, I will say that I was absolutely, like, distraught. I was depressed. I enjoy working. I enjoy my job. I was bored out of my mind. I felt helpless. I felt hopeless. And yeah, so I'm glad good energy and good vibes are coming my way. I'm glad I don't feel that way anymore. It definitely came up, like, oh, you're coming out of this cold feeling, this feeling of helplessness. And, you know, it feels good to know that I can relate. I don't know how accurate it is yet, because it has yet to come, but crossing fingers, hoping for the best. What else is good news? Next month, I got the schedule that I wanted. So I am able to see my baby more. Before, I talked about, like, coming back to work was going to be a struggle, because basically I was coming back with whatever schedule was given to me. In the past, I was able to manipulate my schedule and get whatever days I wanted off. Now I'm able to do that again next month. So thank God, because I miss my baby so much. Like, I have really bad new mom anxiety still. Like, I just want to be with him all the time. I just want to hold him. I just want to kiss him. And I want him to know who I am. I don't want him to grow up thinking like mommy and daddy work all the time, which we both work all the time. I will say both of us are workaholics. Like we both enjoy our jobs. We both love our jobs, but I don't want to put my job before my baby. I want to see his shining moments. I want to see him grow up. I want to see him go through his milestones, and I don't want to miss out because I know you can't get that back. So definitely trying to be there for my child. What else? Today is go home day. I won't get home until late tonight, but just know when I go home, I'm waking him up. I don't care how early, how late it is. I'm waking him up and I'm kissing him on his chubby cheeks because I just miss him so much. And I'm just tired of looking at pictures and FaceTime. I want to hold him. I want to snuggle him. I just want to be with him. That's all. And I have very limited time with him. And then the end of this week, I'm working constantly. May 1st, I'm back home, back with my baby, having fun, being a parent. Oh, I'm so excited. You have no idea. And just to recap on not everybody having to like you, just remember at the end of the day, you spend most of the day with yourself. You're in your own body. So if you're content with yourself, if you're happy with yourself, if you love who you are, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You don't have to worry about anybody else. If they're not financially taking care of you, if they're not taking care of your kids, if they're not putting a house over your head, if they're not feeding you, there is no need to be worried about what they have to say or their opinion or whatever it is that they're doing to affect you. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're happy, you're happy. Don't worry about anybody else. Everybody has their own opinion, and just take it as a grain of salt. Like I said, I have my pet peeves. I have my picks and chooses. I'm picking and choosing what I like and what I don't like. It shouldn't have to affect anybody else. It doesn't affect me. So, whatever. So, that concludes today's episode. Basically, remember to like, share, repost. If you want to follow me on social media, Gorgeous Detail, spelled regular, Gorgeous Detail. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks.